This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Donald Trump won the Nevada caucuses for the GOP last night, and this Saturday is the South Carolina primary for the Democrats. Last year, the Obama administration named a six-county region along South Carolina's coast a promise zone. That means for the next 10 years, it'll be prioritized for federal grants and loans. Our Wealth and Poverty Desk took a trip to part of that state where almost a third of all residents live in poverty. Here's Marketplace's Caitlin Esch.
So this is Bamberg.
This is the home of Governor Nikki Haley.
That's right.
Robert Thomas drives around Bamberg County, where he lives, pointing out abandoned houses.
I mean, they've been empty and blighted for 20, 25 years.
Thomas runs the Southeastern Housing Foundation. He plans to tear down 32 of these homes by next summer.
The values in these areas, that it would cost more to rehabilitate and make them livable again than the value of them once they're completed.
In this part of South Carolina, population is declining. 28% of residents live below the poverty line, and there are not a lot of high-paying jobs. So about a year and a half ago, a group of nonprofit leaders came together and applied for a federal promise zone. South Carolina's was one of 123 communities to submit an application. Danny Black runs the Southern Carolina Regional Development Alliance, the zone's lead organization.
We were so bad that we won.
So far, a total of 13 communities in the country have been named Promise Zones. They have a better chance of winning federal money for affordable housing, education, and job creation.
What it does, it opens the door and gives us a little bit of a leg up that if we're competing with a county that has 3% unemployment and we have 12, we should get the nod. But it's certainly not a handout.
That's an important talking point in South Carolina, says Bernie Mazik, CEO of South Carolina Association for Community Economic Development in Charleston.
There are folk in the state that definitely don't believe in a handout, and we never promote a handout. Communities have the ability to bring about change for themselves, but we need you to invest in us.
Mazik believes the federal program could revitalize the region. So far, several grants have been awarded for infrastructure projects and farmers markets. Local leaders hope the Promise Zone will eventually lure big employers to this rural part of the state and create jobs. In South Carolina, I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.